Om Shanti. Good morning. How do you feel? Good? Ready for a new day? Yeah. So this morning, we have Sister Mariam with us from the UAE. And she has been studying this for 14 plus years. And is also one of the founding members of the Inner Space in Abu Dhabi. So wonderful resource. And Mariam will speak for about 10 minutes explaining and then into meditation. So warm welcome, Mariam. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we're going to talk about loving yourself, the best topic ever. That what brought us here, I think. And what keep bringing us here again, and, you know, it will gather us to express love. So, because we as a human beings, the main thing we need is happiness and love. That's the tendency we have as human being. However, by the time we keep expressing the love in wrong way and expressing the happiness in wrong way, then in the middle of the way, we fall. Then we feel sorrow and we will end up being lost. So we need someone to remind us. I need to be loving. I want to express love, but how? So, I thought I loved myself. Initially, like before 10, 15 years, I thought love is when I see myself better than others. I'm superior. I have everything. And I treat myself in such a way that to feel I'm worthy of love, okay, but others, no. That's not love. Then I used to expect love from others. But if you don't give, you will not get, right? The thinking behind that, I love myself, but I don't love people, then you will wait love from others. That doesn't work. So I realized, you have to be full of love. Then you can start sharing it with yourself and others. So how to give love to the self? By being self-respect. How to get the self-respect? By knowing the self and understanding the true self. Then only the self-respect will emerge. Then love automatically will emerge. Then automatically, without, you know, feeling, without any pressure, you will just spread and share love. So easy equation. However, I needed someone to remind me. I used to be harsh on myself. That's not self-love. Whenever I do mistake, I used to, you know, be so tough and rude. You should not do this. This is not. No. Self-love is to accept my weakness and my mistakes and myself as I am. Then slowly, slowly, I can go deeper inside myself and understand the self accurately. And then I can do corrections easily, with so much kindness and love. So how you will know you are loving yourself? You're so kind, you know, and truthful to yourself. Yeah, I did this mistake, fine. However, I promise myself not to repeat it, or I will correct it this way. And another big topic in loving the self, when I lack self-love, my relationships will be impacted. So you will see around you, people around you, they are complaining always because you can't give love. It's a crucial point. You have to be filled with love and deal with other beings with love and kindness. Because our relationships, brother, sister, whoever, they really need love. Why? We said in the beginning, they don't know themselves. So, since I came here, I understood, I experienced love. Now I know the tool, how to fill myself and keep, you know, energizing or recharging myself with love. Because more you connect with your virtues, with yourself and with your qualities, love will emerge. True self-respect will emerge. And where people don't know about it. So you take in charge. Take responsibility. And you will be the examples for others. Be so sweet and loving. And people need someone to heal their heart. Hearts are broken. They are in sorrow, in pain. So they can't live in happiness if there is no love and satisfaction. So we are lucky. We are feeling so safe. Why? Because we are filled with love. And from where we got the love, and who healed our heart, and we were scattered, no? Our heart was so broken and scattered. But He collected our peace, the pieces, and He made our heart so strong and firm. So we will not be affected by any criticism because we have self-love. So the moment you are so sensitive and so concerned about people's opinion or... Okay? That means you lack a little bit love. We need it. And we need to give to others. So we will have 10-15 minutes of silence where we can touch our true self, where the love is, and try to fill yourself in this silence moment. When you are in silent, you will feel the love. Just you need to feel the quality of your soul. Then we can take the love from the source. Treasure of love are here, there. So you have freedom to go and take love as much as you need, as much as you can, and take this chance while we are here together. Because all are here special souls. So life made such a beautiful chance to gather us, to express all different type of love. Whatever love you have, just give it. Let it grow. Okay? So let's sit and be so loving and happy and sweet and charge ourselves with love. So let's take deep breath gently inside.
Breathe out. Deep breath. Fill your lungs with air and slowly, slowly release all tense, release the negativity, tiredness, release the laziness. Again, take a breath, deep breath. Feel the refreshment, calmness. Breathe out. Now take your awareness inwards. Go deep inside. And touch your inner self. And remind yourself that I'm a tiny point of light. I am the soul. I have the quality of peace, love, happiness, purity, power. More I remind myself with my qualities and feel worthy of love, more I'll be in my self-respect stage. Then the love will emerge. So staying in this awareness of the soul, I feel rays of light washing my heart, filling my heart with love, filling my heart with contentment, with power. So experience the total calmness. I'm worthy of love. I'm here to share love. With love, I can be gentle with myself. And kind with my thoughts. With love, there is total sweetness. So take a moment . Feel your heart and be so connected with the self, with your qualities, virtues. Understand your needs
need of peace, need of happiness, need of helping others. So once you feel you are filled and overflowing love, you can start sharing it with others with total generosity. So let's share love within our surrounding in this room. In this region, and fly more higher, go upward and share it globally to everyone, every soul deserves this love. Go upward, fly higher. I'm light soul, I'm point of light. I reach up to this whole world, my home. Where can I rest there? I meet the powerhouse, the supreme. I can feel here so comfortable and welcomed. He embraced me and accepted me as I am and filled me with rays of love. I'm under the shower of love. So take and accept and be filled as much as you need. We are receiving unlimited love, unlimited power, light. Promise yourself that you will be so loving with yourself and treat others with love and kindness. So if you wish, you can continue recharging yourself and be absorbed and dig deep in love and dive in love. Once you are done, you can keep repeat this affirmation. I am point of light. I am a soul. My qualities are peace, love, happiness, purity. I'm being of love. I'm worthy of love. I respect myself. So return back to the room and feel your heart. It's spread it and it's ready to express love. Now, take this power of love and let it spread in your body more and more, from your head till your toe. I'm covered with the rays of love as if I'm in a bubble. Filled with love. I'm feeling safe. I am love. I can give pure love anytime, anywhere to myself and others. All my discomfort, pain, sorrow, fear, rejections, negativity are removed and healed with the power of love. Take a deep breath. And thanks to yourself, to the life, thanks to God, the Supreme. Thanks to everyone who supports you. Feel the gratitude. So now you can open your eyes. And ready to continue my day as a instrument of love. Om Shanti. So let's experience being connected and centered to stabilize myself with my inner self, with the point of light, and understand deeper the qualities, virtues totally. I'm full. I'm filled with love. I'm not seeking for any approval from others or praise or respect. I'm full and satisfied. So more I know myself truly, more I will have emotional resilience. I'll be so strong. And I will have inner empowerment. I will have clarity in my decision. So I'm powerful. I will be self-sovereign. I will choose out of love. I will decide out of love, not under pressure. So by knowing my true self, I will have bigger capacity. My heart will expand bigger and bigger. I can easily share and express love to others and to myself. I can see the being, not the behavior. So, I know myself, I understand myself, I become the true self. So I can develop purity with pure intention and pure vision. And with pure and true actions. So my thoughts, words and actions will emerge from the true self. Not from my body. Not from the consciousness of my body. So I will remain with the awareness of the soul. And experience courage, power, truth, purity, happiness, love, peace, and we can go deeper and deeper to understand my unique qualities. I will understand my specialities. I'm unique. I'm beautiful soul. We came here to express our uniqueness and the specialties with others. I'm full. I'm not lacking anything. And whenever I need, I can go back to this treasure store. I have source of love, source of power. At any point, any moment, I just go and grab power and love and express and give this power to others. So let's have a few moments and feel this rays which we took from the source, and it's coming out from my heart. So just in this minute, we will just give, keep giving. Give unconditionally.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Mariam.